USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar laid out the four pillars in President Donald Trump's new drug policy.
First, increased competition. Second, increased and better negotiation. Third, incentives to actually lower list prices. And fourth, lowering out-of-pocket costs.
Fresh off his meeting today in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, we also heard from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on what North Korea can expect if the summit goes well.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends. The United States looks forward to continued close cooperation with our South Korean allies on this issue and many others.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Congress tells the White House it needs to wrap up its work on a renegotiated trade deal soon, or its work will have all been for nothing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says Congress needs to get notice of a NAFTA deal soon, saying the Trump administration has until May 17th to submit a notice of a deal on a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement if lawmakers are to vote on it before a new Congress is sworn in. That's because under the fast-track negotiating law, there are notification periods before the president could sign a new deal and before Congress could begin considering it. Officials from Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. have been meeting in Washington this week to try to work out a revised deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Tim Kaine announced today that he will vote against President Donald Trump's nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel. Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, said his main objections came from her ties to enhanced interrogation techniques used in the aftermath of 9/11. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anxiety, not depression, is a leading mental health issue among kids these days. That's at least according to a new study that was published in April by the Journal of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics. Based on the data that was collected, children ages 6 through 17, researchers found have a 20% increase in a diagnosis of anxiety from between 2007 and 2012. Sarah Wilson is author of a new book titled First You Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety. She discusses why she believes more children these days are being diagnosed with anxiety.
I believe that, and I've spoken to a lot of experts in this area in the journey of writing this book, is that a lot of what we're doing as with our children and even as adults is we're emulating the anxious experience. So it might not even be that we have a trigger for our anxiety. If you speak to anyone who's got anxiety, they often say, I don't know what's making me anxious. What I think is happening today is that the way that we're living replicates the fight or flight response in our brains. So the toggling, the constant switching between screens, running from one activity to the next. You know, we no longer have a day of rest, you know. Generations before us had at least one day where they spent it away from work and relaxing and spending time with family and often in spiritual kind of, you know, pursuits. So all of this stuff is making us go way too fast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.